is Full Time.
Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones. And as you're all aware, the PDC World Darts Championship gets underway this week. And one of our very own is taking part in it and hoping to go deep into the tournament. Delighted to be speaking now to Stephen Buntinger. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. How are you looking then? How's your form ahead of this tournament?
Yeah, I've been locked away, practicing really hard, and I'm really looking forward to the World Championships. It's a tournament everyone wants to win, and just to be in it and achieve. Really looking forward to it.
It's a really interesting one this year because, and we'll get on to you and who you're playing in a moment, but it's Phil Taylor's last ever world championship. 16 world titles he's won, and he's going for a 17th, and obviously everyone in that draw wants to stop him, but that does mean there's a bit of history involved.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, Phil Taylor, he's, without him, there's no doubt, really. He's bought all the coverage. He's the main guy. Everyone loves him and respects what he's done for the sport. It'll be a sad day when he hangs his darts up, and I don't think it'll feel the same. But, I mean, there's Michael van Gerwen, who's absolutely smashing everything at the minute. And, the sport will continue to rise, I would think.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a hero of yours. I remember you doing an interview on this station a couple of years ago and saying how much you admired him and playing alongside him, Phil Taylor, and against him. Where in the draw could you possibly meet him?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I've not looked at that. I think if I beat him, I'd be sad at the same time. But like I said before, everyone wants to win this World Championships, and I've been putting a lot of preparation into to make sure that it can be my year, so hopefully I can get down to Alexandra Palace and put in a few good performances and take the title.
Obviously, you've done well in the BDO Championship before. You won that, was it 3 years ago now?
Yeah, 2014 now, yeah. So it seems like a lot longer, to be honest. There's been a lot of ups and downs in the PDC. I come in and I was playing really well, and I think this last year I've had a real difficult time, to be honest. I was even thinking about retiring from the sport, but I've turned it back around and playing really well again, and I'm enjoying my darts again.
Well, tell us about that then, that form that did lead to you maybe thinking of giving it up.
Yeah, I think sometimes you just get yourself down. You know, when you're turning up to these tournaments, there's hundreds of fantastic dart players out there, and you've got to realise that when you go there, you can't win every game. You are going to lose your fair share of games, and it was just getting me down. It seemed like I was losing a lot more than I was winning. I was turning up to events and not wanting to be there. And I went to see a sports psychologist, and I've changed my whole way of thinking, and it's really helped me. And I feel 1,000,000% again, and I'm raring to go.
That's great to hear, because I'm guessing with a sport that is such a precision sport like darts, confidence is extremely important. And if you are low on it because you have lost a few matches that you maybe didn't expect to, that can be a big hit to you. And mentally, stepping on that stage, you might not be in the right place.
Of course, yeah. And like I said, when I first came over from the BDO as a world champion, I was there with a lot of confidence. I was winning against the big names in the darts, and I was enjoying it. I sort of lost that last year, but I would say the last 6 months I've picked it back up, and I actually believe I'm better now than I've ever been. I feel confident again. I'm enjoying going to the darts, and like I said, I'm really looking forward to this World Championship.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, how seriously were you considering giving it up?
I was very close. It was just getting me down to the, even when I was at home, I was feeling really depressed, and it was a horrible place to be in, to be honest. But like I said, I've turned it around, and it's only looking forward now, whereas I was looking at every single defeat and probably looking at it too much. And so even when I was getting beat, and I was averaging 100 in a few games, and I was looking, thinking that I was playing rubbish. But now when I look back at it, I was actually playing quite well.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones and Stephen Bunting on ahead of the World Darts Championship getting underway this week. Your first round match then is against Dimitri Vandenberg. Now, this is going to be a real tough one because he's the World Youth Champion.
Yeah, no, I mean, I watched the final the other week in Minehead. He's a fantastic talent. I've known him for quite a few years. And he averaged 100, I think, in that final. I know I've got my work cut out, but like I said, I'm locked away. and practicing really hard. And he won the youth final, but Josh Payne didn't really push him as much as what I can. I know I've got the game to beat anyone. Like I said before, I've got my confidence back, and I'm going into the game with big confidence, playing really well. Practice has gone perfect, so just hopeful I can get the win and push on.
And you've got that experience of playing on that big stage much more often than he has, and that'll count for something.
I think that'll count for a lot, to be honest. Like, the World Championships is the one everyone wants to win. So sometimes people can go into it and put too much pressure on themselves. I'm hoping he's one of them who's going to do that. I've just got to capitalise on the mistakes he makes and make sure I make very little mistake. I'm really confident. I'm playing really well, and I can't wait to get there and get it on.
Well, the furthest you've been in the tournament is the quarterfinals, I think I'm right in saying, in 2015. So how far do you think you can go this year?
Well, like I said before, I feel like I'm playing better than ever. I think in that game, it was Barney who beat me, and I was unlucky, to be honest. I think it went to a tie-break, and he come off one of the sessions. He come back on with a pair of glasses on, so I think that helped him. I'd like to get to the latter stages. I think I'm playing well enough to do that. I've not looked at my draw. Obviously, I've got a tough first round with Dimitri, so I've not looked past that. But if I can play well enough and get past Dimitri, then I'll be looking to go all the way, to be honest.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned that you haven't looked at your draw, and I guess with such a high-class field, that there is no point in worrying about who you're going to be playing later in the draw, because you know it's going to be someone talented. And I was speaking yesterday to someone who was saying it could be a potential quarter-final between the likes of Raymond van Barneveld and Michael van Gerwen, and there are just huge names littered throughout the draw.
That's the thing, and I mean, playing in the PDC, you know you're playing against the best players in the world. There is no easy draws. Obviously, first round, you could have had an easier one, but you could have had a lot harder. So it's a bit of a luck of the draw, but I've got Dimitri. I've got to deal with him and push on through the tournament. I've not looked past Dimitri. Just if I play my game, I should win that game.
Absolutely. Well, we're all excited for it. I bet you're looking forward to it getting underway as well.
Yeah, no, I just can't wait to get down there now. I'll travel down early on Thursday morning and then prepare on Friday afternoon, and then I'll be ready. That's a lot of work in lots of time practice, and I'm going to prepare this. I'm enjoying my practice as well, which is something I've not done for a long time. And going there with a clear mind, feel really good, and the form's come back at the right time.
Terrific stuff. Well, it's great to hear from you, Stephen, and hopefully, if you're okay with it, we'll catch up with you throughout the championship as and when you progress through the rounds.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine.
Brilliant stuff. Well, great to speak to you, Stephen, and good luck on Friday with that first matchup. We'll all be cheering you on up here on Merseyside.
Thank you very much.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.